even though, as we quoted in our previous shiur, that the Gemara says Chayiv Inish L'Suma B'Puria, and Rashi says L'Shtaker B'Yayin, and the Shulchan Aruch we quoted brings down this halacha. Many of the Rishonim say that it's not to be taken literally. In fact, they bring a raya from the very Gemara that follows this halacha that Rava said. Because the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Davzayin Amabeis, Masechta Megillah, Mechayiv Inish L'Suma B'Puria, Ad L'Yada Bein Orer Haman L'Baruch Maratchai, and the Gemara says, Rava Rav Zera Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Hadadi, Rava and Rav Zera made a Sudas Purim together. Ifsum, they got drunk. Come Rava Shachta Lezera. And Rava Poshpshah and the Gemara killed Rav Zera. L'machabar Rachmei, the next day Rava realized what he did. He Vachye, and he created Tchias HaMesim. L'shona, the next year, Rava says to Rav Zera, Omalei Nesi Mar V'Navet Sudas Purim Bahadei Adadi, let's go make the Sudas Purim together. Omalei Loi B'chol Shat V'Shat Misrachas Nisha. Not every year does a Nes occur. And even though last year this Nes happened that you had the ability to M'chayim Mesim, not every time could I rely on that. And therefore, I don't want to join you for the Sudas Purim. So the Bach says that the fact that the Gemara quotes this story right after the Gemara quotes the halacha of Chayiv Inish L'Suma B'Puria is not coincidental. He says the Gemara is trying to teach us that even though Rava said Chayiv Inish L'Suma B'Puria, the Gemara brings down the story that happened between Rav and Rav Zera, what could happen because of excessive drinking, and therefore the Gemara says that the Gemara is trying to teach us that one shouldn't drink. Furthermore, as the Bir Halacha here in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Hei asks, how could Chazal instituted that one should drink on Purim, when we find that Chazal in so many different places consider being intoxicated very inappropriate? That all of a sudden here, the Gemara says we should drink. And that's why the Nevukhi Yosef here says that it's inconceivable, Loi sheishtageya b'shem krusoi, not that somebody should act foolishly when he gets drunk. Acting this way is not simcha. One should not ever act that way. Simcha, the Rishonim say, is when somebody is sameach b'kadosh baruch hu with the nisim and the neflos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Anything else is not simcha. However, there are Rishonim that take a different approach, and they say that on Purim one should indeed drink. But Chas V'Shalom, he shouldn't drink to the point that he gets drunk. He should drink till he gets happy. But Chas V'Shalom, not to drink to the point of total intoxication. Certainly, I saw the Rabbi says that one could fulfill the Chiyuv of Mishtev Simcha even without getting drunk. And even Rava, who said that one should get drunk, it only means that there's a mitzvah, but it's not absolutely necessary. Rav Yisrael Salanter says differently.
Rishal Salanta says pshat like this. He says, Chayiv Inish, a person is supposed to drink on Purim, but he's not supposed to drink too much. Says the Gemara, and an extension of the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Inish Lev Sumer Puri Ad Layada. Do you know at what point for sure you should stop drinking? That when you got to the point of Layada Ben Oror Ham LeBaruch Mordechai, when you get up to that point that you can't tell the difference between Oror Ham and Baruch Mordechai, that's when you know that you drank too much and you should stop. On the other hand, if we look in the Rambam, in Perek Beis from Hilchas Megillah Alocha Tezvov, Ketzat Choyves Sudazu, V'shoyse Yayin, it seems that the Rambam does hold that one should drink until he falls asleep. And so too does it seem in the Torah, where the Torah uses the words v'tzorich sheyishtaker. However, as we quoted at the beginning of the previous year, it's very clear that the Ramah did not agree. Because the Gemara says, the Ramah, as we read, says, "Dein tzarch l'shtaker kol kach, el yishte yoyse milimudai v'yishon u'metarch shiyoshon eina yodei bein oraham l'varach ma'otchai." And furthermore, the Ramah goes out of the way to say, "V'echra mar b'v'echra mamid uvat shicham libel l'shemayim." It seems that the Ramah is trying to teach us that one should not overdo it with his drinking. The Chai Odom in Klal Kuf Nun Hei says, "Im yodeya ba'atzmoy she yizalzel al yodei kach b'mitzvah, k'netilas yodayim b'bracha." If a person knows that by drinking he won't perform the mitzvahs properly, he won't wash his hands properly, he won't make brachas properly, shlo yispal mincha marav, he may skip davening mincha marav, or in general, he won't act like he's supposed to, it's better they shouldn't drink. Furthermore, I saw from the Shlah, and the Chasam Sofer says the same word, that only someone who could be certain, and this goes very much back to what we explained in the previous year, why is there an obligation to drink? Only someone who could be certain that by his drinking, he comes to the point of lahoidus lahalal, that his drinking truly puts him into a state where he comes to realize, to recognize Nisei Hashem, that perhaps when a person is not intoxicated, all the tzaros that we're facing prevent him from coming to recognize the Nisei Hashem. When a person is not in that matzav, he can't truly, as we explained in the previous year, feel true friendship with his friends and relatives. Such a person maybe is allowed to drink on Purim. But if a person, when he drinks on Purim, doesn't get to that madrega, so the entire purpose of the drinking hasn't been fulfilled. And if so, there's no point in his drinking. In general, the question of how much one has to drink touches on a question that we find many times in Shas. The question of ad b'chlal or ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, as we read, says the wording, chayiv inish l'fsumi v'purya ad d'layada. So does that mean ad v'ad b'chlal till he comes to that point? Or maybe what it means, until he gets close to that point. But when he gets close to that point, he's already not supposed to drink. Doruch HaShulchan clearly says that it means ad v'loy ad b'chlal. So what's pshat, if so, ad l'yoda ben oror homon l'baruch mordechai? So many mefarshim say that the gematria of oror homon and the gematria of baruch mordechai are identical, 502. Once a person even drinks a little, he's not that able to make these kind of calculations. And what the halacha is teaching us is that when you get to the point where you can't count that well, and you can't figure out that Ara Haman and Baruch Mordechai both equal 502, that's when you should stop drinking. And if so, that's much less of a degree of drinking. Another question is drinking supposed to be only up with wine or with other alcoholic beverages as well? From Rashi, it seems specifically wine. Rashi says here in Daf Zayin on the base, l'shtaker b'yayin. And so too, it seems, is the opinion of the Rambam, v'shoysi yayin ad shi'istakum. And really, this question of what you drink, what you're supposed to drink on Purim, is it wine or is it any alcoholic beverages, is very much connected to the issues that we discussed in our previous year, why one drinks on Purim. If we say that one drinks on Purim because a zecher of the nes of Purim that all happened with wine, so it has to be specifically with wine. However, if the purpose of drinking is because to get into a state that drinking could bring one to, so then one maybe could drink other alcoholic beverages. And in fact, I saw that the Stipler says that it doesn't have to be specifically wine, but he says if other things are better for you, or you could drink them better, you could drink them. But he himself also adds that a little wine everybody should drink. And the explanation is, as we just explained, because of the halacha, because that's one of the reasons in general why we have to drink on Purim. As we read from the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvov, V'shoy suyayin ad sheyistaker v'yirdam b'shichrusoy. So everybody tries to understand what does the Rabbi mean with v'yirdam b'shichrusoy. So he says that that's what Rava meant. The Rambam is teaching us that Rava says ad de la yoda ben or homan l'baruch Mordechai. It has, so when you fall asleep, you don't know the difference between Ara Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And that's what the Rambam's trying to say. You only should drink up to the point that it'll make you fall asleep. And once it makes you fall asleep, then you won't know the difference between Ara Haman and Baruch Mordechai, and you will have fulfilled that obligation. The Paiskim seem all to be of the opinion that women should not drink, or maybe just drink a little on Purim, because it could only cause inappropriate behavior. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Yavetz that somebody who's weak and somebody who can't drink certainly should not drink on Purim. It's not such an important halacha that one should drink on, that one should have to drink on Purim to cause such behavior. In conclusion of this year, I saw a very interesting mashal. The mashal quotes a Gemara in Masechta Bava Metzia. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis says, "B'talas mili avdi rabbanan b'mishani b'malayu." There are three times, says the Gemara, that Talmid Chachamim aren't honest. We know that the mark of a Talmud Chacham is a person who's exceedingly honest. Every word that comes out of his mouth is 100% honest. But says the Gemara, but Tlas Mili, there are three times, Dov de Rabbanon, that Talmid Chachamim Mishani B'Milayu. They say things that aren't exactly accurate. B'Mesechta, B'Purya, U'B'Shpiza. Mesechta, Rashi explains that if a person learned a lot, he learned a lot of Mesechtas, he shouldn't say, I learned this Mesechta, because it's Gaiva. And therefore, even though he did, he could sort of change the words that it should seem that he didn't learn it. B'Purya, speaking about Posh Pshat, Tashmish Shamita. It's obviously something that should keep kept quiet. Vashpiza. If somebody was invited as a guest in someone's home and he was treated very well, he shouldn't advertise that that in this person's home you could get good meals, you could get good accommodations. The way Rashi explains is because it could cause that people will take advantage of this host and will end up losing all his money on all the many guests that come visiting his home. Says the Marsha, the Marsha has a different taich. Says the Betlas Mili, Bepuraya, people, when it comes to Purim, that even though the Gemara here says, Chayiv Inish Lepsumi Bepuraya, of the Rabbanan the Mishani Bemelayu, you could change the words of the Chachamim. And even though the Gemara says that one should drink on Purim, Rabbanan could change that and don't drink on Purim. Be yotze by sleeping, by yotze by coming to Simcha and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us tremendous nisim, and that's how you'll fulfill this mitzvah and you will have not done anything wrong. Mishani b'Purya, change this halacha, don't fulfill it to the letter of the word.